Sands Holden.
Rather than that, what's not the good? Simon Top of Tess. She may dream of Mayan the whole Hadish Missal. She only the Yilchas Pesach, Kedem Pesach, Shlishim Yod. The Tigmore in Tzochi, the Gemara says, Shea in Yilchas Pesach, Kedem Pesach, Shlishim Yod. That Shari Mishayim in Pesach Rishayim, Umaziron al Pesach Shein. So, it's 30 days intervening. Now, the Beis Yosef says, that this only applies to the Yom Tov of Pesach, but not to the other Yom Tov, even Sukkot. So the Aruches are not as numerous and as complicated as Yilchas Pesach. Pesach involves Agore, Arubis, Chometz, and Biochometz. So Mimele, one is mechuyev to start learning Yilchas Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kinuah Pesach. But other Yom Tovim, even Sukkot, so they're not so numerous. So there is no chiyuv of learning the Hilchas Yom Tov Shloshim Yom Kinuah. But on Yom Tov itself, so then it's a takonet that Moshe Rabbeinu is misaking, sharing the Doroshim, the Yom Shalim, but not Shloshim. By Pesach, the Beis Yosef says, there is a special aloche of learning Hilchas Pesach Shloshim Yom Kinuah Pesach. However, that's what the Beis Yosef says. Tisvus in the Gilad Avdalet says that it's not limited only to Pesach. It applies to other Yom Tovim also. Umineg Liknes Chitin V'chalkon La'anim L'tzirach HaPesach V'chol Mishedo B'nira Yudbeis Chidesh So, Chlitin Lezeh. So that's the minhag of Moiz Chitin. Now, it's a minhag, as Rambam says, that is mentioned in the Yerushalmi, in the Basra, the first day, together with the Alochas of Chitin Meiria, Lidnis, Lohem, Ischemo, Ishah. So it's mentioned in the Yerushalmi that the Bnei are akin to each other to contribute towards the Moischitim, the necessities of the poor Jews for Pesach. Now here, the Rambam says, V'chol mi shedor b'nia yudveis chedesh tzorech litin lezeh. This is a unique halacha, because in respect to doing tzedakah, that is to contribute towards the kupeh, towards the tamcheh. So if somebody lives in a city 30 days, so he is required to participate in contributing towards the kupeh, towards the tamcheh, for the necessities of the ani. The shiur is not Yudbeis Chedesh. Where do you find the shiur Yudbeis Chedesh in regard to massive taxes? Gnilonia can impose upon each other a tax for the tzorchei hatzibur, or let's say for defense, for the building of a chemo. So in regard to taxes and let's say the building of a chemo and all matters of defense, so only if somebody lives in the city for 12 months, not 30 days, So we have two shul. One is if somebody is going to be Shloshim Yom, so then he is required to participate in the obligations of Kumch, Tamche, and Kuppe, and in the obligations and responsibilities of the Tzorche Atzibo, and in those things that are necessary for the whole Tzibo, like defense, Chemo, Texas, and so on. So then only is a resident for 12 months. What's the difference? In other words, if somebody lives in a city for 30 days, then he's considered a temporary resident of the city. If somebody lives in the city for 12 months, even if his intention is after the 12 months to leave the city, but while he's in the city, he's considered like a permanent resident. It's 12 months. So in respect to Tzedoke, he's mechuyev as even if he has lived in the city just 30 days, just a temporary resident. Less than 30 days, so he's not even a temporary resident. Somebody visits a certain town for an hour. Can you call him a temporary resident? He's just a visitor. He's not a resident in any sense. But 30 days, he's considered the Halakoch as a temporary resident. 12 months, he's considered a permanent resident. And because of that, the Chayesh Chubas Chadvaz, I don't know why people are not joining it, but the Mavavon pastors like that, the Chayesh Chubas Chadvaz, in the Gavi and the Shemi, he very asks his heart, if he visits Chutzlars, even if he leaves his wife and family in Yisrael, and he comes here, and it's Baiti Larzai, but if he has stayed in Chutzlars 12 months, even though his intention is to come back after the 12 months to Yisrael, and his wife and his children, he left in Yisrael, so while he's in Chutzlars, there are vast pastors, and there are born pastors like that, like the Rabbas. The Rav Shulchan also mentions that that he has to deport himself like he burned Chutzlars in regard to Tfilas, in regard to everything. Why? Because if somebody lives 12 months in a certain place, he is considered a permanent resident of that place while he's here, even though he's died alive. So in regard to Texas, so when is one required to participate in all the burdens of Texas and Tzorche HaTzibur, the mutual needs of the Tzibur, only if he has lived in the town 12 months. In regard to Tzedoke, the burdens of Tzedoke, even if he's a temporary resident, 30 days, we see in regard to Moris Chitin, so the shiur is 12 months, not 30 days. So we see that Moris Chitin, which is a minute, but it's a minute that is mentioned in the Yerushalmi and the Rastan, it's on the minute it has become Tzorche HaTzibur, like a tax, like a defense, to accommodate the other fellow Jews with all the necessities for peace. So that's why the shiur is Yudveis Chayesh. In Yifun Al-Bayem, Bechol Chayesh Nis, V'Nemrim Tzitkosho V'Shabes V'Nimche V'Maspidim Dei V'Nisanim Dei V'Lhasker B'Tzibur V'Apchiyes Nisanim Dei V'Efes. In other words, there is no tachnun. The whole Chiddushness. Why the whole Chiddushness? Because the Rebbe Chiddush is like a semi-holiday. First of all, the 12 days, the beginning of Hashemesh Nisim. So a deeper mercy was mocked to the Kabbalah in the Mubah. So you have 12 days, and then you have Arab Pesach, and then you have the Meyah Pesach, and you have Yisrachat. So the major portion, the whole of the month of Nisan is a semi-holiday. So the whole Chodesh Nisan, we don't say Tachon. They named it Tikos Chodesh Abedin Minche, because the cloud is that on the day which if it had been in Meyah Chayot, so there wouldn't be Tachon. So there is no tzitkoscho, because tzitkoscho essentially is a tzitkadim, because Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech were installed on Shabbos, Minchatan. Some Melech, in Chiddush Nisan there is no Tachnin, no Zachar, so there is no tzitkoscho, the Shabbos in Minchat. They must be in bed. For the same reason, they nisamim manim bei lehaska b'tzibor. That's the mechadal shit. Only the tzibor now gives a tiny species. But the yochid, according to the mechadal, can be nisam. The apriyeis nisamim bei berech pesach. That's a nisach ha-sefri. Apriyeis nisamim bei berech pesach. Because that tannus is not the tannus of Tsar, it's not the tannus of Tshuva, it's a tannus of Tshuva, it's a tannus of Eilat. So Mele, it's all on account, it's consistent with the semi-holiday character of Chodesh Nisan, and even of Erev Pesach. So the Ramo says, the Mabu Shein is suddenly Tan is cloud. Not like the Mechada who says, the Ini suddenly just Wahaskia Bitsibo, but in suddenly Tan is cloud, even a Yachid. At Yuyayu Shemais do every email. Our Tan is Cholem is Sun. Then Emily. Nizmeh Liseido, because the Lachme Teido, so Wachomet and the Korban Teido is Nechal. Is Nechal again the Lilo? So, but if we were to be Makrim to Korban Teido at a Pesach, so we would be denied this Manachire. And there is a locha, there is a nisa of a nidin kochim with a satsu, some miller in tzosea, and pesach, and even other pesach, to be makri, and in a chalmele pesach, and even other pesach, to not to become data, because a nidin kochim with a satsu, and since we are not allowed to be matched to come either of Pesach, so no, we don't say it in the Tfilah, in the Pesuk of the Zimre. So, the name of the Meseido, Tfilah HaPayim, the Ramatzeach, the Arab Pesach, the Rey Beyonce. The Neyagim Harbik says, Vachil of Yusir, the Yeymach HaChag, the Yehu Yisrechag. Shabbos is Neyach Pesach. Here in we see Shabbos is Neyach Pesach. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos Aron. Why? Because the Israelites were commanded by the Rebbeinu Shalom to take a seh, the Osar HaChodesh. And that was in that year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Pesach was on Thursday. So that means the 15th of Nisan was on Thursday. So the 10th of Nisan was Shabbos. So on Shabbos they tied the lamb, each Israelite tied the lamb to the legs of the bed, and the lamb was the idol of the Egyptians, and so it would have been the natural thing for the Egyptians to kill the Israelites. They tied the idol, you know, to the legs of their beds, and still no one, not a single Egyptian, harmed a single Jew. So that was a miracle. So that's why that happened on Shabbos. So it was called Shabbos HaGadol. Because of that, so we call every Shabbos prior to Pesach Shabbos HaGadol, even if the Shabbos does not happen to be on the 10th of Nisan. Shabbos Lifnei HaPesach Kirin Nisi Shabbos HaGadol Lifnei HaNeshem HaSadeh V'Aminei Gloima B'Minche HaGode Mitzchilas Avodim Oyinu Ad Lechafi Al Kol Avniseinu. So the minhag is to say the Agode up to Rav Gamliel Reimeir on Shabbos HaGadol. The goal is chilek on that. He says that it's not a proper practice to say the Agode Shabbos HaGadol because we say, I mean, that's a mechil thing. Yochem l'shchedesh talmud leimah b'yimahu i'bayimahu yochem b'diyim talmud leimah b'avozeh b'avozeh l'amater b'shor she'ishmatzo morer yochem l'panecho. So the proper thing is to start saying Ksipa Yitzias Mitzrayim the night of Pesach, not before that. Now, u'peiskim leim aboruch inafi zman b'dikas ha'chometz b'tchilas leil yudalet b'nisen b'itkin es ha'chometz leir ha'neir b'churim u'bizdokim b'cholamikim yishederach lehachnis shom ha'chometz. Now, there is a machlekes, when does the chiyuv of b'dikah begin? Does it begin with Shkias HaChamor or it begins with Tzitzek Chovim? Now the shite of the Torah is that it begins with Tzitzek Chovim and that's the Psak of the Shkonor. So that's what the Mechaber means when he says B'tchilas Lelo Yidalek B'nisim. So it means after Tzitzek Chovim, after Tzitzek Chovim. Beit Knesset HaChomesh L'Raneya B'Churim U'Bizdokin B'Chol Amkim Yishederach L'Hachni Shom Chomesh Yizoyo Kol Odom Shelo Yasfir B'Shum Locho. Yuloi Yoichal Achi Yivdik, because maybe he'll become involved and he'll forget to make a bdik. Even if he has a say there, no real made, actually if they, when this real made began, suppose he started learning the began in Tzorich lehapsik, because we say that like Abitrishme too, that in his school beheter, ain't hapsik. So this is the shite of the Mechaber. The Ramo says, "V'yesh einim shetzorich lahapsik." Why? Why is it different than, let's say, Krishmi? Krishmi is the Raise, and this is the Abron. The answer is because by Krishmi, so by Tzitzek Chovim, the Zman of Krishmi begins, but there is no chiyuv to say it immediately to Tzitzek Chovim. That's when the Zman Achiyuv begins. But he has an alternative to say it later too. Masha'im came. Here the Takonis Chachomim was that he is Michuyev. The Ika Mitzvah is B'tchilas HaLaila. So Mele, even if he started to learn the aim, so he has to be Mapsik. V'yeshem Shetzorach L'Hapsik V'chein Yerlik. Din birkas dikas chometz kedem sheyasro livdeik ivorech hashakedishonov mitzveisov ויציבונו על ביו חומץ. So יש to say ברוכה. ואם ישראליב דגלוי ברוכה, he started making the search for the chometz without making the bracha. So as long as he's not finished with the bdike, he can make the bracha. Yivorech kol zman shelo yisayim dikosi. V'yizoya shelo yidabeya bein habracha leitchilas habdike. So he has to be very careful not to talk between the broche and the beginning of the dike, and this is important. It's not only the chatchila, because if he does talk between the broche and the tchilas habdike, if it's not minyanim of dike, so then he has to say the broche over again. Vitev shall yidabe b'dvorim achirim achiyidnia. But Miyikah Adin, after he started the Bdike, so if it's important for him to talk, he can talk. But it's more proper, not that it's osir, not to talk in Vorim Achirim, if it's not very important. Achiyidnia kol Abdike, kidish yosim elibe, libde b'cholam kemeis, שמכניסים בחומץ. בברוכה אחת יוכל לבדי כמה בוטים. Suppose he is in more than one house to be dating. So with one ברוכה he can be יצא בול דיקס. ואם בלבייס ריצה ימיד מבייסה אצלי בישור של מבורך ויספזו נגדיק איש איש במקיימי על סמר ברוכה שבירר בלבייס. In other words, he can tell, let's say, one of his children that he should be bidding one room and another one of his children bidding the other room, and they don't have to make a separate ברוכה, because as long as they heard the ברוכה, so שומר כהנה, it's considered as if each one of the children had made a bracha himself. Now, the Ramon mentions a certain shite of the Marie Brin. It's a little strange, but lechatchila we do it. V'neyagim laniach sisi chometz במוקים שימוצים הבדק כדי שלהי ברכוסי לבטל. So the Marie Brin says that we should leave a number of crumbs of chometz in order that the broche shouldn't be broche lebatol. Of course, most poskim say it doesn't matter, even if he doesn't find a single crumb of chometz, it's not a broche lebatol, because the mitzvah is to search for chometz. He searches, if he finds it, then he has to burn it, if he doesn't find it. So he was also making the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is not the finding, the mitzvah is the searching. To search in such a way that if there is chometz, he finds it. But suppose he doesn't find it, and the search was thorough, so he's still making mitzvah. Marie Brin says no. Maybe if he doesn't find, so then it's a bracha latol. Of course, it's not that we pass like Marat Rin, but lechatchile we are cheshish from Marim Brinshi. Umirim loynasa loyikev didas koloda mina bracha libayer nimtso. And even if he doesn't find, it's still not a bracha latol, because he was mekayim the mitzvah anyway. בדיקת החומץ. הבדיקה צורך שתהיה לאי הנאיר ולא לאי הלבנה. because Iran really is yet a candle can be put in all the chulim with walking your alvena, you cannot adjust it. Suppose he wasn't bedik at night, and he has to be bedik. So in the morning, so then he still has to be bedik. Hachamo, because we are Hachamo, we don't be able to see in the cracks, in the crevices of the rooms. V'achsadre, she'i sorav, let's say there is so much light, it's all open, so then, and you can see everything, even in the crevices and in the cracks, by the light of the sun. So in that kolei hamodai, the hoadim kineged aruva shebechedar, it is a skylight. So then there is also sufficient light, so it's all right. In beit kin leir haavuko, el leir haneya. Why? In other words, a torch he shouldn't use. Why shouldn't he use a torch? Because he'll be fearful lest it'll catch fire. So maybe he will not do a good job. But that has nothing to do to a flashlight. Flashlight is the best thing to search. It's better, I mean, today that we have flashlights, so that's better than a candlelight, because a candlelight, a normal person is still afraid lest they catch fire. Mashiach came, the flashlight is not afraid, so he is likely to make the best search by the light of the flashlight. There is no shaila that he saw right to make it dike, make it boche, by with the flashlight. In Beit Kim Leir Avuko El Leir Ameya, Beloi Beloi Shal Chile, Beloi Shal Shumen, Beloi Shal Shemen, El Beloi Shal Shavo. Why not Mila Shal Chayeb? Because he's afraid, because he drips a lot. So Mumele, he will not make a good search. So Mila Shal Shavo, he breaks candle only if it's a single candle, not two candles together, then it's like a torch, it's an avuko. Avodiz Mila Viyachad, Afilukunin, even though they are intertwined, dinam kavuk. Beide kolam kemeis sheyishlochei shemo yechnisu bem chometz. Any place that is likely to have chometz, you have to be beide. Lochein kol chadrei abayis ve'aliyei srichim diko sheponim ol nichnas bem u'pite biyodei. Avoletzres yayin shenistapim mehem v'cheimatvim v'chayetze beim tzovdika. In other words, if he has, let's say, in the cellar, so he has bottles of wine, and sometimes when he needs wine for the meal, so he or the waiter, I mean, so goes down to get a bottle of wine to serve to the guests, and then it's possible, it's very likely, that the waiter, when he goes now of himself, so he has a piece of bread in his hand, he's in the midst of eating, and he might leave it there, so it's a mocking shemotzu b'chomet. But if it is a storage place for wine, and he doesn't use them, so then he doesn't have to be bedik, because in chometz is not likely there. Chure abayis bezizin abeltim haksorim she'inem gdeim harbei ve'inuchim harbei yitzchichem dike. So he still has to be bedik. Why? because some is the derech to the mishtamish. So he might have left chometz there. Avarak veilim, but if the hole in the wall is very high, shein yadoda magashom, v'hanuchim poches medimu tvochim, so it's not likely that anyone was mishtamish. In Tzordik, gada yotzian, I mean all these things depend upon the circumstances. Whether a person is mishtamish there or not. Gada yotzia v'amigdol shegagiyem ishupoyim, ומפניקח אין געגיעם רואים ושמדשמיש אין צחוצור אין צריכם דיקי אפילו מסך הבייס אין רוף so it depends if it's slanted so then people are not משתמש so it doesn't require דיקי but if it's flat and is a dark of people you know to go up to the roof I mean for fresh air to relax to lie down there so sometimes a person might take some food there while he relaxes on the roof. So then it is tzordik. It depends upon the circumstances. Refesh or boko in tzordik. Today, I mean, if it's a kind of a house where the roof, even if the roof is flat, but the residents of the house don't use it, they never go up to relax. So even though it's flat, he doesn't have to be big. Refesh or boko, a stable in tzordik. Shinoya Sham Homerit Habhine is Yechlu. So Sophic Hakorav Livadai is Meitzin the Sophic Vichei Mirshet Hanugelin in Tzorab Vike, a chicken coop. Mikhei Shinoya Sham Homerit Hatanugel is Yechlu. So, in other words, first of all, we don't know whether the chicken could be off. It's possible, but it's not a certainty. And assuming that there was chametz, so it's very likely that the chicken ate up some male sopik, according to Vadai, is made similarly sopik. The chayut and so shall chotzer and so dike, shimei shem chametz, so rubi, mushoi, peis, המצוי שם יחלו והנה מילה מסופק חומץ he doesn't know that there was חומץ it's not a certainty that in a chicken coop or the stable there is חומץ but if it was established that there was חומץ and the question is maybe it was eaten up by the behemoth by the chicken so then in Sophic, even Sophic Akorav Levadai made him Levadai. Sophic Akorav Levadai is made him the Sophic, but Sophic Akorav Levadai is not made him Levadai. Our Panamon is Sophic Chomes, our Vada Chomes Lord. Now the Ramor here says something, and the Taz, all the Nisikir in Machelikan. Our Rikam, the Taz, the Kor, our Rikam on Simon Tofman Haysid, you mean it where? דימותו השלי חומץ במוקים שאוהית את מצויים כל שכן שאין צורך לבעיה משום אפילו חומץ ודאי עד לאחר זמן ישראל so he says, the Ramor says even though here he paskins the מחבר in סימן תוך למד ג' that if it is a ודאי חומץ in the חוצה so then we do not say Sophic Akorav Levadai, let's say like Amos, who are up to eat up the chometz. So is Meitzim Levadai, is Levadai, but in Simon Tov Memei, he was Chizal in Mechaba, this is what Ramos says. Because the Mechaba says that one can Erev Pesach throw away clumps of chometz in a place where there are many birds, relying on the fact that the birds will eat up the chometz. So there, he mamish puts chometz erev Pesach. So it's all right. Certainly, if he doesn't put chometz, but he knows there is chometz in the chotzer, he can rely on the fact that the aphids, the birds, the behemoths will eat it up. So in other words, that that the Mechabra was Chayza. That's what the Ramah says. The Taz and the Gro, they say that the Mechaber is not Chayza himself. Because in Simon Tokman Hay, so he talks of a case where he throws rain in Mokim Hefka. Let's say in the street. He throws crumbs of hummus and he sees many birds there. So he throws rain crumbs of hummus. So it's in Mokim Hefka, not in his own issues. So then, it is mutar even to throw away the adayim or haskam v'chamo, he doesn't have to be bedek. Mashenkin here, he talks when it's in his own rishus, in his own courtyard. So then, if Badai Chometz was established, so then he cannot rely on the fact that the birds ate up. In other words, the Ashkenim, the German neighbor is a goy. Kolecho baby kadmokim shiyevi magas. The Asher mevatre b'yibe v'dayi. V'shem b'yehudi, le'ini yehudi, so he doesn't have to be baby until yehudi magas. In Tzor b'kiklal, shem alina kshofim lo'isari, v'nimtso b'lo disakon. There are many who say, and it's mistaken like that. Today is not Shaykh, that depends upon the Mitzvahs. If the Goyim are likely, to accuse the Jews of magic, of witchcraft. So, Bisman Chazal and even Bisman Rishonim, the Goyim believed that the Jews are engaged in witchcraft. So when they see something strange, like a Jew stretching out his arm in a hole in the wall, so they were sure that that's witchcraft. But today, fortunately, even the anti-Semites, they will accuse the Jews of all kinds of things, but not of witchcraft, because they don't believe in witchcraft. So Mele, that time is not Chayach, so he has to be there. Kesel shemishtamish b'chomis b'chile v'nopal v'nase gal afil in gebe yagim utvochim kibich isa sakele if it gebe yagim utvochim so then it's harayu kim yechupesh so because in a kelev yochel agile but if in a kelev yochel If a caliph is Yochlag, so it's not like Mivoya, so it's only Kimivoya. So here he still doesn't have to be baby. In Tzorch Rivitachta. Why? Because today it's not Chayach, the possibility of a COVID, only in the tropical countries, in Asia and Africa, so it's still Chayach, but not in our places, in Europe, in America. It's not Chayach, the Amora of Mitzvah. So again, these things depend upon the Mitzvahs. So, but where there is a possibility of an Akov, so in Tzorch Rivitachta. And the Gemara asks the Kashe, but Shluch and Mitzvah in Mizokim. So the Gemara says, maybe he'll need a Machat or something, and then he'll be motivated. Not by the mitzvah, but rather by his personal needs to find the machat. So then we don't say shluch mitzvah mizok. In Tzorch Rivitachta sheish beisachon esakov shemitzuyim bigalim chayshimam shema achar sheyashlim dikosei sheyoisik b'mitzvah yechapis achar machat shenevet lo v'yevel yisakim esakone v'hanu mile bistam avo b'yibia sheyishtachtof chometz אם אינו לב, דין בגמותרוכים צורך להוציא משם בימור וחצינו, באינגן שאין ביסקונת. ואם יש עליו גיל בגמותרוכים, נפת רגולי ובידי. Now, this halacha of Shluchim Mitzvah is okay, so we have to know what it implies. It doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that a person can expose himself to real Sakonis Nefoshes because of the Mitzvah. I mean, he'll walk on the road where there is Chas V'Shalom in Sakonis of being attacked, or let's say, or being, let's say, he'll cross the street when the light is not with him. So Chas V'Shalom, you should say, he's going to shul, so Shluchim Mitzvah Nizok. Shluchim Mitzvah Nizok is only shaya in the case where the sakone is very remote, like going by plane today. I mean, he also sakone, you hear. Every week you see in the newspaper a fair plane crash, unfortunately. But it's a remote sakone, and it's Doshibi Rabbi. It's Doshibi Rabbi. So, if it's Doshibi Rabbi in some way, there is a heter. Even without mitzvah, there is a heter. But, even though the Koshim of Shem Hashem, but without a mitzvah, it's still considered sakone. And the Ritvon Mukiyeset Yivomes say that it would be Deuche Shabbos. Even if it's Doshibi Rabbi, would be Deuche Shabbos. Because the sakone it is, Shem of Shem Hashem is only heter. But if it's only mitzvah, so then it's not even considered a sakone. But if it's a real sakone, and even if it's not a real sakone, a remote sakone, but people are careful, there are certain remote sakones in which people are on guard against. Certain things that people are not on guard against. So then, even if it's not a mitzvah, so maybe there is no halacha of shluchim mitzvah in Mizoki. Now, the possibility of being bitten by an akov, by a serpent, even the tropical countries of Bizman Chazal, well, sometimes it happens, so it was like an airplane crash today, I mean. So some male and people were ordinarily assumed such risks whenever they had to. So some male, even though he still considered sakone, but since he's been walking mitzvah, so then it's not considered sakone. So the reason as to why he's not supposed to be Gedek, because maybe he'll be motivated by his personal needs, not by the mitzvah. But if we had been sure that he's motivated exclusively by the mitzvah, then he would have to be Gedek because of Shluchim Mitzvah in a Mizokin. But when there is no mitzvah, even if it's a remote sakane, and even if it's Doshibi Rabbi, so he still would be potter of making the bdikin. Martiv shemisadrin beishuri shalchob yezuri tzazu ach nismali kule v'chizrin umisadrin shuri zachiris al tachtim yisra kiro tinsor chlipi kereshuri alino v'acheras limatel meno v'anishua al pnerich hapamarti ולא על כל שטח אמרתי, כאילו הרי יסקירו בסף פסח, ואחר אסלמתי ממנו. This is the first Mishnah Tzoch. So, ובמה אומרו שתי שויס, so, במה שוי של מרתי, so, בשם היו אומרים שתי שויס, כל אמרתי. And we still אומרים שתי שויס החיצינה, שאין אלים. Of course, we pass like Bishir, not like Bishamai, which according to Rabbi Yochanan means Kimdam Yvonis, that he has to be Bedek. But we pass like Bishir, Shtei Shuris Achitzini Shein Yoyenis. But the question is, what's the Pshat in Bishir? Shtei Shuris Achitzini Shein Yoyenis. So there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says, שתי שור החיצוניס שאין אלוניס מיין נוניס שור העלינו ולמטו ממנו. In other words, the uppermost shore in the external column of Chobius, and the one beneath it, and one beneath it. And Shmuel says, Sash, Achi, Ha'elyeno v'shalifnu mimena, that the one in front of it. Now, Machlekim Tzimrav v'Shmuel. So generally, the rule is, whenever there is a machleki between Rav and Shmuel, so the Yisure Halachic Rav, b'mameine, ki Shmuel, here it's Yisure, so the Halacha should be like Rav. But in our Gersa, the Gemara says, the Hilchas Tikavos in Shmuel. Here, so it's not Shayach, so the Halacha should be like Shmuel. This is Poyeno b'sholifnim mimeno, not Limat mimeno. Why does the Mechaber and the Ramo passed, why did they pass him like Rav? Because the Rif and the Rambam were not Gilras Vilches Tavos in Shmuel. They didn't have the same ideas. The Rach of Hebron, they were Gilras like it is in our text, Vilches Tavos in Shmuel. But the Rif and the Rambam, they were not Gilras Vilches Tavos in Shmuel. So Meir V'Tavos, אם המיידים תקף אחר הבדיקה. אחר הבדיקה ימיזה בחומץ שנשאר להצניע כדי שלהצטור בדיקה אחרס. ומסביר בחומץ, in front חומץ, so there is an easy table that he should put it well in place so that he won't have problem the next day, because if he doesn't put it well in a safe place, and then an arbor comes and takes away some hornets, then you'll have to make another search, because maybe the arbor, you know, spread it around in the house. So after people in years of the hornets, שמשאיר להצניע כדי שהוא יצטור בדיקה אחרס, כי נתרם לארבע בפונות, או ימייחס על אחמי, let's say 10 pieces of hummets, and then the next morning, he doesn't find the 10 pieces, so he'll have to make another בדיקה, כי שימייח עשר כתריס, ויוצא טס, Aval Bistam, but suppose he doesn't find any inconsistencies, so then he doesn't have to make another Bikin. Aval Bistam Shem Yedea in Hosan Memo in Wa'lo, being careful of Libra Motse, suppose he finds from it, and then he decides to invert the Kehler on top of the Hunt, and then the next morning he gets up, he takes off the kehilah, he doesn't find any hornet. So he doesn't have to be chayshish. Maybe an arbor took out the hornets, because an arbor is not capable of taking off the kehilah. So obviously a certain person, a child or a grown-up, took off the kehilah from the hornets and took away the hornets. Some male he doesn't have to be there. In couple of Google in that say, in Tzorech Livdik, Shabbatai Odom Netlei, Likach so it's an Eitzitive, for him to be Kepel Kero, O Yisrael Medavia, O Yanechano Bitevo, Mokin Shinaabo Yoholove, Love, Acha Abdike Miyad Bilaylo, Yivat Leno, if as soon as he completes the decay, so he has to be in battle hummus. There's the Gemara, Habedik Tzorosh Yibate, Viyema, Kolchlua, Diyise, Biyashuse, Diyolei Chazise, Udolei Biyate, Libate, Bilobe, Ke'af Chedar. That's the essence of this, in other words, that you regard. He doesn't know what kohmir means, so it's better for him to say it in English, so he'll know exactly what he says. The umbre de Lashon HaKodesh, kohmir kilo homeretz usei. If he says kohmir, so that is kilo homeretz, fermented grain, and yeast, But Avo Bisholi Shemes, so the Haski of Halacha Bidnaz. But if he says the Beatles, let's say in another language, so there is no one word that includes Hometz and Yeast. So he has to spell out Hometz separately and Yeast separately. He should say, let's say, if he's in battle in English, so he'd say, every fermented grain and every yeast that I have in my possession, let it be, I consider as dust of the earth. It's new and void, and I consider them as dust of the earth. Because there is no one word that includes homets, I mean fermented grain, and yeast. But in Lashon Kodesh, so chmira includes both. Pitei, Lazei or Univatlei, the two are mentioned in the Rosh. Even though the Gemara says, I believe it's over Shilibatlei, it appears from the Gemara that that beetle has to take place upon the completion of the search. But the two are mentioned in the name of the Rosh that it's proper to make another beetle the next day. The cave lazer on the battle parachas being the ballad safe show hamishis kingdom shetagia show shishis shemitagia show shishis nesa the end yodeli battle. So he should make another beetle besides the beetle that he makes at night after completing the search. So before the show shishis, before it becomes osea the anoyer mit the rabbonon, so he should make another beetle. But after show shishis, let's say after 11 o'clock, after the next day, so then he cannot be mevatel. Shemishagia, Shoshishis Nesa, the other battle. The only battle being, the proper thing is to be in battle, being El Leacha Shesorah Pachomets, Kidei Likayim Mitzvah Sreipe, Bichomet Shalei. So he'll be Likayim, the Mitzvah Sreipe, Bichomet Shalei. Masheimke, if he's nivatel before he burns the chometz, then he doesn't have the kiyama mitzvah of bir chometz, because he has to be nivaya the chometz that belongs to him. But if he was nivatel, so then the chometz is not his. So maybe it's like being nivaya after the chometz, so he will not have the kiyama mitzvah. Ubitel ayin, Yina de Hazise Udele Hazise, the Beate Udele Beate. But in the Beetle Bawaila, so then he just says, Kol Hamire di Lel Hazise, Udi Dilel Hazise, so Yia, but he'll be it after the hour. But being so after he was sailing already all the homeretz, so then he says the chazisei, the lay chazisei, the bi'ati the lay bi'ati, shluchei yochei libatei. Now, so there's a machlekes Hashanim, but most Hashanim say that one can appoint his shliach to mevatel chametz. Then the Ram mentions in the name of the Achirim that shlichas is not effective. Why shouldn't shlichas be effective? Because according to the Rishonim, that Bittles mitam hefker, some Meir and Rishonim say, even though that is a chiddush mitzvah, but all the Rishonim say that one cannot appoint a shliach to be mafker with nechos. Why shouldn't one be able to appoint a shliach to be mafker with nechos? Why not shluchas leim kemeisei? So some explain it on the basis of the Rambam. The Rambam says that hefker is mitam neder. There are other explanations anyway, but that is mentioned by Rishonim, that by hefker shlichas is not effective. So maybe we should say that by bittul shlichas is not effective either. And the Ram mentions in the name of the Achareim that shlichas is not effective by bittul, because it's mitam hefker and there is no shlichas in hefker. But the utmost Rishonim hold the shlichas is effective, so they say that even though when he's nibatul it becomes hefker, but it's not regular hefker. But as the Ramban says, Ramban, the Ram, because the chometz lachas manisurim is also banoyer, so it should be hefker anyway. But שני דברים אלו דרשו של האדם ואוסן הכוסוף כאילו הם דרשו סי If he's not nibatul, but if he's nibatul and he's not traitor because he doesn't care for it, so then it's not אוסן הכוסוף דרשו סי. So maybe he becomes after by itself. It's not necessary to resort to mice hefker, let's say like regular hefker. But if he's Bidale Das, that he doesn't care for it, so then it's not Osana Kosovo Bishusei. So Meir becomes Hefker because it's Osaba Meir. So that's why Shlichas is effective, because all that is necessary is to have it in the Das, that he doesn't care for the Chometz. Uchshi, Shlucha Shlodo, Shlucha Yochel Vati. Uchshi Mivati, שליח צור שאימא חמצי שפלוני ייבטר ואם אין איש בידי סי יבטר במוקם שהוא ואם אין איסי קי ואם אין איסי קי תאיף שתיבטר אישת מי שלבוד הכבירו יודעת of course he has to be buried the night of the 40th but suppose he wasn't buried the night of the 40th. When does he have to be buried? Lei Barak Dereo Yudalet Yivdei Biyem Yudalet. So he's buried in the day of the 40th. Beis Eshor She Yiskemayei, if he reminds himself early in the morning, he has to be buried early in the morning. If he reminds himself later, in the day, he has to be bathing the chometz later in the day. Lei boda koyen yudalet, suppose he failed to be bathing the whole day of the 14th, yivdik b'sei ha-pesach. So he has to be bathing achar ha-meir pesach. Lei boda b'sei ha-pesach, suppose he failed to be bathing achar ha-meir pesach. To Yivdei Klachar HaPesach. So he should be Bedei Klachar HaPesach. What's the purpose of Klachar HaPesach? Because there is a Nisa of Chomet Shover of HaPesach, and since one of the timing of Dikei is Kedishah in Yodol Ochlei, as Stasis mentions in the first Daphne Tzachim, and as it is pointed out, Rashi also agrees with that time, even though Rashi mentions another time, but Rashi agrees with that time too. So that time is Shayach even after Pesach, because he never left. Leibarag b'seicha Pesach, Yiddik Lacha HaPesach. Kedei Shele Yikosher Bihomer Shovel HaPesach Shuosa Banoi Valabdike Shalacha HaPesach Lori Boy. And the Bdike that he makes Lacha HaPesach, he should not be Mivorech, because that's not the Ika Mitzvah of Bdike. Din ha-mifores ba-yom ba-yitzu b-shayom. Mifores mi-yabosho l-yam o yitzu b-shayom ve-inu mi-ya b-beisei mi-she-yid-deik so teich shleishim yoyim zoko kritik. That's the Gemara in Tzachim. Because shleishim yoyim Kigma Pesach is shiel in the Gershin. So it's already somoch in Pesach. So maybe if somebody lives on a voyage within 30 days of Pesach and he doesn't live in the house, anybody who will be able to have Pesach to live in the house, so before he leaves, he has to be there. The Rambam says, "V'yivolech oz al bio chometz." But the bracha there is, that's the pesach of the Rambam, because the ikar mitzvah, there's another shita, but that's the pesach of the Rambam, because the ikar mitzvah of Dike is erev Pesach, the night of the 14th. So even though he's mechuyev kuntin shleishim yoyim, but he broke the reason. Because the chachamim are misakim broke only when it's the ikar mitzvah of dike of biyochamit. Kedem ramayel, but if he lives on a voyage more than 30 days before Pesach, so it's not so much like Pesach as yet, entirely. So the Rambam mentions that's in the Torah, but when Erev Pesach, wherever he is in another place, he has to be mevatel. Uchshemagia Pesach hivatlem. That, but being vatel arzeh, that's what the Gemara says in Tzachim. If in vatel arzeh kedem haPesach. In Daiti Lazeya, Kiyem HaPesach, Tzorech Lubbik, Vahakilit, the Gemara says, Leishon Noel Shein Daiti Lazeya, Avon Daiti Lazeya, Avon Daiti Lazeya, Tzorech Lubbik, even if he leaves at the beginning of the year, even if he leaves Hanukkah time, or at the Sukkot, I mean, there is no limit. If it's Daiti Lazeya, so then he has to be paid. So there are two pshat. There is the pshat by the Ran in the name of the Achir, and the pshat by Rashi. And the Mechaber mentions both Rishonim, both pshat. So the first lotion is in accordance with the pshat by the Ran, b'shem Achir. And the second lotion, Mechaber, is in accordance with Rashi's pshat. Now, the first lotion in the Mechaber, which is the Ran B'Shem Achirim, so they explain the Gemara Alam Arabe Leishon Rav Shein Daitel Arzea Avon Daitel Arzea Afil B'Tfers HaShono Tzorech Lubbik, so it means in Daitel Arzea Kedem HaPesach, in Daitel Arzea Kedem HaPesach. Which, why does he have to obey the keep? His intention is to come back Erev Pesach in the morning, so he obey it with Bedek, or the night of Erev Pesach, the night of the 14th, so he obey it to be Bedek then. Why does he have to be Bedek when he leaves Hanukkah time? So the answer is, that's what the Rambam and Achirim say, because a person can never predict. Maybe there'll be delay. end he'll come back, it will be Nashmosh's time. So you want to be able to be Vedic, to obey. That's the pshat by the Ran b'Shem Acher. Rashi says that when Rebbe says, Lo Yishonu Elo She'en Gaitel Arzeh, so then they say, more translation Yehim prior to Pesach, if he leaves on his journey, then the few obeyed. Aber Gaitel Arzeh, Apil B'Tres HaShono, Tzorach Yivbeit, means the Gaitel Arzeh, let's say, Chalamei Pesach, but if the Gaitel Arzeh, Kedem HaPesach, then we are not chayshish, maybe there will be a delay. But the first pshat is in accordance with the pshat of the Ran b'Shem Acher. So the Mechaber says, Bin Gaiti Laza Kedem HaPesach, so Chlivdei Vahakein Yeitze, Dichai Shimon Shemo Yaze, HaPesach Bin HaShmoshes, Bilo Yelo Ipnai Levaya, Dichai Noise Beise Yeitze, Atechwan Yeim, so if he sets up his storage and he puts in many things there, so telechwanu yein tzorech lirik v'hakein kinesi, so then he stores it up v'hakein kinesi tzorech liseichei kinyan lamed yein im gaitel lifnesi kidma pesach tzorech lirik v'hakein liseichei im gaitel lifnesi kidma pesach in Tzorech Lidek. All right, then the Mechaber will mention the other washing. But nowadays the Agos Hamo, the Eitzah Chitim, she is Chitim Chumotzim, Bikakoy Sabeir. Suppose he has an Eitzah Chitim, historic place, and they are Chitim Chumotzim in the ground, to the bottom, in Nasa, Isa, Shleshim, Yimkina, Pesach, in Yizok, Rebai, Rebai, Elam, Bat, Rebu, Rebu, Vidai, Umiyu, Acher, Pesach, Kishim, Panel, Yitzea, also, Elam, Isma, Isa, Chitim, even though he was already in the answer is, since, what did the Beatle accomplish? The Beatle made it like Efkia, but Lachar HaPesach, when he is ready to be Zeichenet, so he is Zeichenet HaEvkia. So I'm in Mele. Lachar HaPesach, Yipane Yitzia, also Lehemis, Mei Eison HaChitim. So because it was his intention before Pesach to be Yipanet and to dig it up, all the Chitim after Pesach. So it's like Mipateir Umechabin Larzea Bilischez Bey before Pesach. So Mimele, it's also Banele, also Lehemis Mason Chitim. We mention Homes Yodua. That's the Chubas Hashba. But if he doesn't know whether at the bottom there is Homet Elosophic, is Muta Linkeya. Her Eitzea Kach Biyachat. Why? Zichus HaRashba. So because there is a Svek Sveike. In other words, and maybe it became Chometz. Even if he finds it in Chum Techitim at the bottom, after Pesach, he finds it in Chometz. So there is a possibility that it became a chometz after Pesach, not before Pesach. So it's not chometz over Pesach. And assuming that it was chometz, the grain at the bottom of the Eitzah was chometz before Pesach, maybe it's already mitzvah ma'achile. So maybe there is a speck stake. So that's why he says, b'min shom chometz yibia. Aerosophic, mutalim keria, or itzea karbiyachat. Because of the aspect, like maybe became a chumetz after Pesach, assuming that became a chumetz before Pesach, maybe it's already nipsat, so nupesh, and it's not whole achile. Some mele is allowed to sell the whole thing. Now, so part of the Chabra mentioned the shiti of the Ran b'shem achile, that when Rava says lo yishonu ele she'en daite la'azir, avol daite la'azir, afim b'tzilis ha'shono, tzorich livdei, means daite la'azir kibben ha'pesach. Now, the Mechaba mentions the Rashi's pshat. V'yei she'en lim dikidem ramedyeim, she'en tzorich livdei kaine ki she'en daite la'azir b'tzilich ha'pesach. We have all pieces that last, that the matters are very hard, in Torah Lubber. Kidding should kill them station, kidding should kill them station. Or she had you a Pesach in that Leno. Because if his intention is to return before Pesach, so then we don't have to go Cheshish, maybe we will come back. There will be a delay, but they'll come back in Ashmoshes, out of Pesach. So, Abel in Daita Laza, we say, Chatez, Abel to his intention is to return Halameyed. So, Chalibdei, Apilom Rish Hashono, in Shochach, for the Bodak, Yivati, to Shiagi HaPesach, for the Yivore Chalabit, Gam Ishti Tibdei, the Tibate Bebeise, Lom Yishkach, the Bate, Yobu Mokim Shul. Yisroel Hayetzei Mubeisei Yehudi. Beis noch tich schleichen jay vi nichnas bi bayis achir abi azu ol hilich vi acheres in zorich li bayir abbeis o ini yehudi shah yikayim mitras biho bi isi bayis achir if a Yisroel vacates a house within 30 days of Pesach in order to move to another house in the same city, another city, doesn't make any difference. So he doesn't have to be via the Bais, even though it's within 30 days of Pesach. Because even though he leaves some homets in the house, but he's mafkilet, so he will not be able to buy the oil, and he will be able to be mikayim in mitzvahs because homets in the other house in which he's going to move in. Avol in Uforesh or Yitzi Bishayo, this is the two mentions that in the name of the Abi Ezra, and that's very strange din, the New Aloha. I mean, it's not mentioning the Imore, but the Abi Ezra says, if we do 30 days he vacates his house, and he decides to go on a voyage, and he will not have a house on Pesach, he will not be in any house before Pesach and Pesach, so he will not have an opportunity to be the comments. So there is a special chiyuv d'rabbanan that a person should make it because comments. Even if he doesn't have the house, that's the strange thing about it. Doesn't have a house, why should you in a chuyuv to make it bigger? But there is a special takone called Rabbi Ezra, that every Jew has to make bigger chometz. So if he intends to go on a cruise and he will not be able to make it bigger, so he has to be bedek the house that he is vacating within 30 days. Abu Nefarj Yitzhi Bishayor, who will come in with Pesach, Bibites, Yesh Misheimeya, Tabezri says, Shehol of Chivas Abio, Kidney should take one again, especially Takonis Chacham. Vitzori Chlivaya, Beisoine Yehudi, Shehmeitze, Mimeno, Kidei, Shehmikai Mitzvah's Bio. Afopi, Shein Yehudi Mikoneis Libayis B'Pesach. So what will he accomplish by searching the Chometz and being via the Chometz of the house, but the goal will be there and bring in new Chometz? Well, that doesn't matter. The goal will bring in new Chometz, that will be his Chometz. But here he's living he's the Jew, the Jew is living, he is the Jew's Chometz. So Meile, and since he will not do the little bird, he's ready to be mafket, but since he's not going to have an opportunity to make it because Chometz in any other house, so he has to be the key's house of the Chometz that belongs to him. The Yeshel name, Shei Nitzorich Ki Shem Yichnaz Bein, or Eina Yehudi. Eina Yehudi. So, then there is another Shite, that also in the Torah, Shei Nitzorich, but the Ramo says, Ki Shem Yichnaz Bein, or Eina Yehudi. Thus implying that only if the Eina Yehudi, the Nochi, will be nichnas and bring in new chometz, so then the Jew doesn't have to rebuild the house. But if the Nochi will not be nichnas, then even the other shite, the two will agree that he doesn't have to be baited. That's how it's mashma from the Pasuk HaLoshon. However, the Chok Yaakov, the Chok Yaakov says that it doesn't make any difference. It's lav davke ki shem yichnas bein yehudi. Even if the goy will not be yichnas, he still doesn't have to be buried the chometz, because the chometz that he's living in his house is very to be mafkia. So there is no chiyuv of bdike incumbent upon him. Now, according, of course, it's Rasvore, so the Chok Yaakov is Mistaba. The Rav Shulchan Aruch has been the Shara Tzion points out, is Chilik and the Chok Yaakov. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, only Kishenichnas Beha'aku or Nochri, so he doesn't have to be Beidik. But if the Da'aku the Nochri will not be Nichnas, so then the tour is made that he has to be baby. But Mr. Asvore, it's more Mistaba like the Chok Yaakov. But the question is, the Ramo, why does Ramo say, Kishem Yichnaz Bey Hanochi? So the Sha'atzi and the Chosheim says that it means that it's Beshus Nochi, like Fuke. If the Yisrael locks up the house and the goy cannot come in, so then he certainly is mechuyet to search the chometz and destroy it. Because if he locks up the house so that the goy cannot come in, so that means that the house is still in the shoes of the Yisrael, and he'll be leaving his chometz, even though he's ready to be martyred. So then he is mechuyev to be baby yachav.
He cannot be sheikh.
This is more yitzochi. Not direct. Now, in that gemara, they are too short. Of the Ram and the Pshat of the Rambam. I mean the Pshat of the Ram and the Pshat of Tesis and in force himself, that the Rambam Shite is also like Tesis. So the Mechaba Paskin is like the Shite of the Ram. Now, the Gemara in second the ballad, so says Hamaske Bais Lechavei. So the question is, upon whom is incumbent the Chiyuv Dik, whether on the Maskir or on the Seder? So the Gemara says it all depends. If the keys were turned over by the Maskir, by the landlord, to the tenant, before the son of the 13th set. So when does the Chiyuv Dikya take effect? With the sunset of the 13th day, the evening of the 14th. So if the Messias HaMafteach took place before the sunset, before the sun of the 13th set, so that means by the time that the Chiyuv Dikya took effect, in whose possession was the house of Ali? In the tenant's possession. So it's his burden, it's the tenant's, the Seichel's burden to rebuild the house. But if at the time when the son of the 13th had set, so the Mafteches were not as yet turned over to the tenant, so when the Chiyuv Dikya took effect, the evening of the 14th, in whose who have access to the house? The maskia. Some narrates the burden of the maskia is the responsibility of the maskia to be building the house. That's the Gemara. But there is a machlokes between the Ran and Tesis. The Ran and Tesis. So the Ran shita is, the Ran shita is that this halacha only applies to the case where the seicha already made the kinyan in the house. Kesef, shtar, hazoket. So he already has a kinyan schias in the house. Still, there is another prerequisite, that he should have access to the house. How does he have access to the house if he has the keys to the house? So there are two prerequisites according to the Ran. Tata is the Busi. Now one prerequisite is he should have a king, he should have made a king yet. He should have title, king and squares in the house. And the second prerequisite that he should be able to get into the house, should have access to the house if he has the keys. But suppose he didn't make a king yet as yet, but the keys were turned over by the landlord to the tenant before the son of the 13th had set, then he is not obligated to the building the house. Even though he had the keys, it's like someone giving the keys to his house to another person, because he is a stranger, even though he's destined to be the tenant, but as of at the present moment, he doesn't have any kinyani in the house. That's the Ranji. Teisa Shita is, no, we don't have two prerequisites, just one prerequisite. Even if he didn't make the kinyan as yet, but as long as the landlord had already given him the keys to the house, and the keys that he has access to the house, and he can, any minute he wants to go in, he can go in and occupy the house. So then it's his responsibility to rebuild the house. Now the Mechava Paschus like the Ram, not like this. So Mechava says, Hamaske buys a chavirah, pritzirach di dalet, and men veich, he komei beachod mehadrochim sheshchirat. So he says, he komei beachod mehadrochim sheshchirat karzim. Only if he already had made a kinyan. Ima chalimos ala yamafteach hol di dalet, ala maske libdik. Even though he has a kinyan already in the house, because he doesn't have excesses yet. So there are two things like the Bus, two prerequisites. He passes like the Ramat, like this. Hasicha bais mechadura biyudalet, bein yedea imu boduk. Suppose he rented the bais on the 14th, and he doesn't know whether it's boduk or not. Imu biyudalet. feed the masculines in the city, so the Sefer has to inquire from him. Surely, in that case, we may be here, because we don't rely on Chazokas, he feeds. Yochel is barrier. With ease, without any difficulty. But in any beer, suppose the masculine is not in town. So then we rely on the Chazoke. Cheskosu boduk, umibatle, benibe vidai. Now what's the purpose of being in a battle? After all, who lived in the house and here to fall? The masculine. So any chometz that is in the house belongs to a masculine. So the Sefer is a stranger. How can he be mevatel chometz chaveroi? The answer is, because once the maskia agreed to rent the house to the Sefer, so he was definitely, so obviously he was mafkia the chometz that he left in the house. And so mele, he can be Sefer in it. So the Sefer is inviting to be mevatel. Hamaskia buys the Havere Bicheskas brother. Suppose he rented the house, let's say the Biudalit, the Bicheskas Baduk. So in other words, so even if he didn't say anything, so it is presumably Baduk. If it's on the 40, it's runs on the 40. And the same thing would be if he rented the house on the 13th, the 12th, that the maskia spelled out explicitly that it was Bodukhalay. The moon social in the book. And then it turned out this wasn't true. It wasn't Nidvikis yet. Halasikha Libbe. So the Sikha has to be baby. The inner Mekachtos. And it's not the Mekachtos. Ta'afilu b'lokim she'beitkin b'scha she'al mitzvah is. When is it metachtoros? If a person misrepresents the fact in regard to a very substantial matter. But here it's not substantial, because if it wasn't mitzvah, so then the Sefer will have an opportunity to be mitzvah the mitzvah. So it's not such an important matter. Some miller, it's not in the Mekachtos. The Yeshimri, the Tzorich, the Hazel is Harabdike. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, since Michal Elim is Lebed Mitzvah, and didn't Michal Elim is Lebed Mitzvah in the Melech, so therefore a Jew is ready and willing to spend a little money, a dollar more, as Rishonim point out. It doesn't mean a lot of money, but a dollar more in order to mekayim the mitzvah. So some mele, he doesn't even have to reimburse him. Suppose the Sefer has to hire a certain person to serve the house, and he has to pay him a dollar more, $5, $10, to serve the house. So then some Rishonim say that he cannot demand from the maskia that the maskia should reimburse him for the $5 or $10 that he had to pay the worker. Because since he had a use to make this money, so he's not mafia, he just was either a misa of shares. But some Rishonim say now, true, it's not in the Tachperes, so that he should be able to be chazer from the whole thing, but he has to reimburse it for the Shabbat, inasmuch as he told him that it was a very needed. The Rishonim, the Tzor, the Hazel, the Shabbat, or the East, the Behavior, the Yibar. Bais שהוזק של גודקו המסקיר בימו אישו ידד ופוטן אונו גד כמור הרי לממוני even a cotton is never even though a cotton generally has no lemonies even a cotton who is usually there has known the Menes Nisurim, but he referred that the Geraisa, the Bikrubal Misadje, so it's only a question of the Rabbanon, so the Mele, so the Mele has the Menes. The whom she is cotton, she is a ghastly big. This young child of five, so certainly is not Menes. Even though it's only the Rabbanon, but it's a cotton who is already a little big at the Godel, and he's a very little bit mature, and he was das to be building, so then he's never. Now there is a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say that the Gemara mentions that the Reise the Bito Baum Mesage only because of Kop. But as far as Isha is concerned, we don't have to resort to the fact that the Reise the Bito Baum Mesage. Even if we know that there was no business, suppose we know there was no business. So still the man, because an Isha is no man, he is seen like a man. And there are some Rishonim who say, even though an Isha is generally no man, he is seen like a man, but here it involves a lot of tirche, and it's very easy to deceive oneself, you know, when it's a question of being David, whether he made it for Abdike or he didn't make it for Abdike, so it's very easy, you know, to rationalize and to deceive oneself. So since it involves a lot of tirche, and she is usually not accustomed to do that kind of work, so it's not that we are chashing that the Misha will deliberately lie, Chas V'Sholem. But, in other words, Bididome, I mean, she might say she made it for inspection when, in fact, she only made a superficial inspection. So that's why we have to resort to the fact that Megarai said the people Baum Mesage. But most Rishonim say that the Gemara mentions Megarai said the people Baum Mesage only because of cotton and debit, but as far as Isha is concerned, so even without recourse to the town of Mudaraisid Bitobao Mesage, an Isha is Menonis, because an Isha generally has the same Menonis in Surim, an Isha is Psural Eidus, but in Surim where there is no requirement of Eidus, so an Isha has the same Menonis as an Isha. Note it. Suppose he was building the house, and then an arbor was nichnas into the bais, and then we saw that kicha b'hif, so the arbor obviously must have read it from outside the kikya. Umosapirul, and then he found, let's say, in one corner of the house, he found a number of drums and a few kibikola kikya, even the quantity, the volume of the totality of the crumbs is the same as the size of the whole kikya, so then there is good reason to assume that these crumbs are the crumbs of the kikya. Afrika kikya. So chlazer believe the kabais acha kikya shehichnas. So still he has to search the bais again. Why? After all, he was building the bais, so the bais was devoid of chametz. But then the arbor brought him from the outside the kikya, and then we found crumbs which have the same in total, they have the same size as the kikya. So isn't the logical conclusion that the crumbs are the crumbs of the kikya? No, because l'fishindaki shal arbo l'fareya, because an eyeball is not likely to break off a kikan to many corners. So the question is, how do we explain this phenomenon that we find a corners? So the hanifirin, the almost apparently the peruling, somebody must have brought in the peruling, we just didn't see. The lema is a kikar, because we know that an alba doesn't break up a kikar into corners. Avo, if a child, intimik nichnas libay is baruk, the kikar biyodei, the nichnas achov, umetsa peruling, ein tzorich larzea beribdik. Then he doesn't have to obey, because he's the derech of the child to break up the kikar into many crumbs. And since the bais was baruch, and then a kikar brought it, a child brought a kikar from the outside, and we see crumbs in the house, so the reasonable conclusion is that these crumbs are the crumbs from the kikar, and it's in accordance with the tendency of the child to break up a kikar into many crumbs. In so has this rescosi shochle the apirum shnofum menu which has achille she der hat in the fire the yeshim bin she may be perurum to the equality cat so has a vadivik. So in other words that the samu say that when do we assume that the crumbs are the crumbs from the kikera, the remains of the kikera, that is the totality of the crumbs is equal to the size of the kikar shalem. But suppose it's not the same size as the kikar shalem, so then we have to be chayishayish that maybe the crumbs are from another source, and he has to be beidik again. Kazayis chometz limaylo al akiro suppose there is a kazayis chometz in the ceiling. Now we are dealing with someone who has mivatel the chometz, but midrabbonon he has to be bade a kidney if he's mivatel, as many rishonim explain it on the basis of yisera shemayevel ochle. So suppose you have a kazayis chometz in the ceiling, so it's required to bring a ladder to go up and take down. Why? Because it's very likely that the kazayis chometz will fall down, and then somebody might forgetfully eat it. Avol moya chometz bibeya. Suppose he has chometz bibeya. So he's not mechuyev to bring the ladder and go down into the beya and bring it up, because an object, there's the law of gravity. It has a tendency to fall down, but not to fall up. So mele mechaimis alei say ele mevatle belibei bidai.
Aho pishis tiki yesen mishores na pushi umaris gam mechachom viyere sheremuno shimol keim lomo yitereach mishar. In other words, so that means that he believed that. Otherwise, why do we ask a question? Is it is if I begin shares no remarks. The Arabi Shaho should be double, we shall ask me in the name of Abzu, the Messiah Kirshuda. Kirshuda, that's the second parent by the Ritva. Oishemo, why? Because she was rebellious and be some leader be shaved, not be lazy, some more be not heavy shaved, less to the right. Oy shemo el ze kol shalatsne, hoyo ze ino shum kiyalas be yushko.